Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast exploring craft, nature, sustainability, and simple creative living. I'm your host, Leanne, and the main topic of this week's episode will be what to do with fabric or other craft supplies that you realize you're not going to end up using or for which you may not yet have a plan. Welcome back to another episode, and thank you so much to those who have listened and given me their feedback. And thank you to anyone who is listening now for the first time. I feel like I've been saying thank you a lot lately, so I hope it isn't starting to seem shallow because I genuinely mean it. I honestly have no idea what I'm doing really. And when I hear that someone is enjoying the show, it's very encouraging and not only makes me happy, but lets me know that I'm doing it right, or at the very least, I'm headed in the right direction. Also, if you are listening and enjoying the show, please consider leaving the show a review on iTunes or Apple Music. That helps me out a lot because it makes it easier for people searching for this type of content to discover the show. And with the more people listening to the show, the more feedback I will hopefully get, and the more I'll be able to take the show in the right direction. All right. I think it's safe to say that we've all been there. You see something, whether it's fabric or yarn or paper or beads or whatever, just some supply you have to have. Or perhaps you were even gifted some supplies or fabric that maybe you didn't need, but you didn't want to be rude, or you thought you would take them just in case you needed them at some point in time. But after a period of time, you perhaps realized you probably will never use them. I actually received this question from listener and best friend Mandy. She asked, what can you do with fabric or craft supplies you know you won't use? What are some eco-friendly ideas, and how can you more thoughtfully purchase craft materials? These are wonderful questions. I wanted to offer my thoughts on ways to either use, sell, or give away fabric or supplies you may not currently have a use for. First of all, let's talk about some creative ways to use fabric, whether it's a fabric you like or even if it's something a little less appealing to you. If you have a fabric that is, we'll say, not so attractive, or maybe it's just plain ugly, a lot of time ugly fabrics can actually come in really handy for making and testing patterns. If you're going to use fabric for designing or testing patterns, though, it is important that these fabrics have the same hand as the fabric you'd used for your finished piece. Hand is a term that refers to the general feel of the fabric. Is it soft or stiff, thin, thick, stretchy, drapey, non-stretch? For example, if you're sewing a stretchy blouse, you don't want your mock-up fabric to be made from a woven or non-stretch fabric. Or if you're testing out, say, a purse, you wouldn't want to use some type of slinky jersey that would stretch and not hold its shape up very well. Unattractive fabrics can also be used as interfacing or to make your finished piece thicker. Again, make sure the fabric has an appropriate hand for the application if you're going to use it for interfacing. Also, be mindful when doing this of any types of bold prints or colors of your interfacing fabric to be sure it doesn't show through to your outer fabric or through your lining fabric, depending on what you're making. If you are interested in weaving or crocheting or even knitting, less appealing fabrics can sometimes improve if you cut them into thin strips and use them as a yarn. This type of fabric works really well if you're making something a little bulkier like a rug or a basket. Now, let's talk quickly about selling your fabric. If you have larger cuts of fabric or other unused, unopened supplies, putting them on Etsy or eBay is a pretty straightforward option. If you have lots of little scraps of fabric or supplies that have been opened or partially used, loose buttons or beads, what I like to do is create scrap kits, and these have actually proven to be a pretty popular item in my Etsy shop. I have so much fabric, it's ridiculous, and I also have a large variety of different types of fabric. So what I've been doing is curating small groups organized by color, whether it's a monochromatic theme or textures that complement each other. And even though it's basically just a bunch of scraps, I think there's a lot of appeal because they do look good together, and it allows people to purchase just a little bit of each thing, but get a pretty good variety. So now the third option, whether you're donating or giving fabric as a gift, is fairly straightforward too, but there are several different ways you can think about doing this. First, you could donate unwanted supplies to Goodwill or other thrift shops. I know a lot of these types of places have a selection for craft supplies, but I would suggest double checking that they do accept these types of things before donating. A better option might actually be to check on whether you have a local sewing studio or makerspace that would accept fabric or supplies. Another great consideration is to donate to either a local sewing or quilting guild or a charity organization like Quilts of Valor. Of course, you can also gift your crafty friends with the fabric. If you know of someone who wants to learn to sew, put together a little cloth care package and maybe spend some time teaching them what you know while using that fabric. One last idea for finding a loving home for fabrics is groups on places like Facebook. There are a ton of different craft and sewing groups on there, and some of them will host or allow for swaps. Always be sure to read the rules and groups, of course. And again, if you're donating fabric, please check to make sure the recipient, whether it's a charity or a shop or whoever, has use for it or will be able to find a home for it. Anytime you give something to an organization, whether it's fabric or supplies or something other than a monetary donation, if it's something that they don't actually need, it can often mean more work for them. There are probably many more solutions for getting rid of unwanted fabric, and I might do another show on that one day. In the meantime, let me know what are some ways you recommend to get rid of or use up unwanted supplies. Email me or send me a message. I might just share your idea on the show one day and give you a shout out. Now to address Mandy's question about being more thoughtful in crafty purchases. This is something I'm actually still working on myself. Right now, I'm trying to just purchase less stuff in general. I've been doing fairly well, with a few exceptions, maybe. It's fairly easy for me, of course, because I already have amassed a huge stash of fabric. Two things to keep in mind, though, are one, do you need an item for your project? And two, how ethical or eco-friendly is your source? For example, consider things like where is the item manufactured? Do you know how it's manufactured? What is it made from? And does it have to be a new item? Can you harvest materials to upcycle or repurpose from something you already have or something you can find secondhand? These are just a few things to think about, but I would like to, in a future show, more thoroughly address this topic. And now it's time for our Maker of the Week. My maker for this week is Mandy. Yes, the same one who gave me the awesome content for this episode. I'm actually kind of embarrassed that I didn't feature her earlier on because her work is so adorably awesome. Mandy is the creative force behind Duke and June, which is home to precious handmade and custom-made plush dolls. They are really cute, and the coolest thing is that she will custom make a doll for you in the image of your favorite person or even animal. Whether it's a loved one or a favorite celebrity, she can create a really sweet little cloth friend for you. And in addition to custom work, she also makes super cute ready-to-ship dolls. And not only is the quality of her work impeccable, but her prices are really reasonable. And I also know she goes above and beyond with customer service. Mandy has created bunnies and astronauts and luchadores and David Bowie and mom and dad dolls, among lots of others. So definitely go ahead and follow Duke and June on Instagram or Facebook. And check out her Etsy shop, which is dukeandjune.etsy.com. And I will be sure to link to all this in the show notes or the show description. I kind of hope to be able to talk about some garden stuff today, but I'm not only out of time, I also didn't prepare for it. Wintertime is really kind of wearing on me, as I know it is many of you. We've had some nice days here, but I guess I'm just a whiner and I want it to be spring already so I can get outside and plant some stuff and grow a garden. I still haven't ordered seeds yet, so that'll be fun to do. I have a list of things I want, so I'll be sharing that in an upcoming episode. And I also wanted to talk about dandelions, bees, and earthworms. And some of the stuff I wanted to discuss may not actually be what you'll expect. I have said things in the past about bees and dandelions that may not have been 100% accurate, but you know, I'm still learning, and I've been seeing these articles floating around, which led me to do some reading, which led me to realize that I need to do even more research. So I hope I'll be able to talk about that fairly soon as we head into the growing season. But anyway, thank you so much for spending some time with me today here on Prairie Craft Almanac. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to check out next week's episode. Listen to some previous episodes if you have not already. Subscribe, leave a review, etc. And don't hesitate to get in touch with me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or wherever you follow. And visit my blog at mothandrustdiy.com because that's where you'll find free patterns, tutorials, and links to everything else that I do. Again, I will include all the links mentioned here in the show notes. Thank you very much to Jay Someday for letting me use their music in this podcast. Please go check them out at soundcloud.com/Jay Someday. That's JaySomeDay.